moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, it's called an eclipse.
And then on to the next chapter. This week on
Gen X Midwest.
With all the hubbub, bub. Baloney. I think we made it.
Yeah, did you run out of toilet paper?
Well, yeah, but not because of anything. We just ran out of toilet paper.
Still had food, water, gasoline.
Yeah.
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 I didn't go outside.
It's ridiculous. Not the eclipse, it's just the hype around it.
Yeah, it was crazy. There's a lot of people I'm seeing today with, like, sunburns. Because, like, we went to Dill last night, and there was a woman who had a sunburn, and I was watching Ryan Hall, y'all, covering the weather. He looked like his face all sunburned.
Well, I saw people laying out, just watching it for, I don't know, who knows how many hours. But, yeah, when you're out in the sun, you will get burned.
Even when it goes dark.
Yeah.
No, I just watched it, the NASA Live. I got to watch it six or seven times.
Yeah, I had some friends that got some pretty good photos. So
I was trying to figure out what all the hubbub was, because I'm like, it happened 7 years ago. It's happening again. Whatever, who cares? But I guess this one was one and in every 20 years.
Yeah.
But they're like, it's a once in a lifetime. I was like, dude, if people are only 11 to 20, we got some problems.
Yeah.
But something to do with the diamond ring effect. And then once it went total black, there was like a pink ring around it.
Which is sun reflection.
It was just some but, weird. I mean yeah. Normally it doesn't do whatever this one did. Oh. I can't remember all the fancy words for it. I slept through some of it. So whatever. But up until that point, they were coming up with all kinds of crap, scaring people. The world's going to end.
Right.
Prophecy.
Which, I mean, if people know about prophecy, especially, I'm going to go with end times. The Bible clearly says is that we're not going to know the day or the hour. So this eclipse was predicted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't predict the day or the hour.
No, right. So,
I don't know that you think that people would know that.
Yeah, and I think it says something about everybody, you'll see it.
Yeah.
At once.
Right, and
it's not going to come in waves.
Yeah, people, not everybody saw this.
No.
So, I don't know.
And I'm just glad that I wasn't going to travel to this. Did you see all the freaking idiots on the highway blocking the road?
Yeah, I would have had a meltdown. I don't do well.
So I'm trying to figure out why the National Guard was being called on. And there was one state, they were shutting truckers down for 24 hours.
Didn't Arkansas... Sarah Huckabee declared a state of emergency yesterday.
I believe so.
So, I don't know.
So what the heck? So, I come across this article on The Guardian. Bad omens and deep state lunacy. Solar eclipse brings waves of memes.
Oh, this is going to be good.
So, from eclipse donuts to deep state lunacy, this week-long social media buildup to a solar eclipse has birthed memes, marketing gimmicks, and more than a few conspiracy theories. As many prepare for celestial event in person, content creators have also scrambled to commemorate the big day. Most of the memes are jokes about people staring at the sun and going blind from not using proper protection, as well as jokes about places like Canada being almost entirely exempt from the path of the event. Mm. I noticed they totally skip Missouri.
Yeah.
It's crap.
So
we matter too.
Right. And I think we are, it was 97% totality. So I think that would be significant over some other state that may have 20%.
Yeah. Then it went from like Russellville to Illinois. Mm-hmm. Russellville, Arkansas to Illinois. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
So when the last eclipse took place in 2017, shortly after the start of Donald Trump's presidential term, while standing on the steps of the White House with the First Lady, Melanie, and their son, Barron, Trump squinted toward the heavens at the steps of the White House, unbothered by the aide shouting, "Don't look!" from below. The image has become a metaphor for 45's general distrust of science. How many people have you seen that they're just wanting to, because they want to make him out to be an idiot, but how many people have you seen try to look at it?
Yeah.
They'll go be like, if I just look real quick, it won't bother me.
Well, I can tell you that I had the glasses, or they look like 3D, the plastic, just the throwaway glasses, you know. And I looked, and I mean, it hurt my eyes even through that to stare at it too long. I mean, it was just a quick.
Well, and I saw, like, yesterday, I believe it was Reed Temmer had posted a deal. Be careful what glasses you're using. This was the day before, so this was Sunday he posted this. Be careful what glasses you used, and some of this kind of glasses have been recalled, and you can still go blind.
Well, great.
But now there's there's no way to tell which ones they were, because they all labeled the same. It's like, are you freaking kidding me?
Okay.
So on top of everything else, now there's this big deal out there going, well, your glasses may or may not be good.
Well, you may not have to use toilet paper, but goodness me, you're going to go, how many millions of Americans are going to go blind?
Yeah.
Another fear tactic.
Let's see, there was plenty of merchandise, so need a munchie while stuck in traffic due to the eclipse. Tourism, Krispy Kreme hopes you'll pick up a total solar eclipse donut. It's a glazed offering dipped in black chocolate ice cream and topped with silver sprinkles and an Oreo buttercream. And there's also an entire cookie in the middle.
Sounds like a diabetic's nightmare.
Yeah. Moon Pie declared itself the official sponsor of the solar eclipse. What that means remains to be determined, but the snack brand released a new marshmallow sandwich for the occasion. Sun Chips, Blue Moon, and Snapple have also dropped new or limited edition products in the event's honor. What a dorky... you know, do you remember the movie... Was it? It wasn't The Comet. Where was it? Haley's. Remember?
We were kids.
We were kids.
Yeah. And I did see it.
Yeah, we watched the movie. But remember all the marketing that they produced out of that? But speaking of comets, the Demon's Comet was supposed to be visible during the solar eclipse.
I didn't hear anything about a comet during the solar eclipse.
Yeah. So it was just amazing to watch these people, because it was like, oh my gosh, it's so dark. Isn't that what was supposed to happen?
Yeah, that's what happens during an eclipse.
And then they're like, you can see the planets. Isn't that what happens when it goes dark?
Yes, you will see the stars in the sky and the planets.
And I was like, these were scientists that were on the weather, whatever, helping, and they...
Oh, it's getting colder.
Yeah, the weather, you can definitely tell that it got colder.
Well, that's also what happens when
it goes dark. And there's bats out. Well, they're nocturnal. That's what happens when it goes dark.
And it was a sad day for them, because it was only a few minutes. Yeah. I just... And, I mean, I'll admit, it's a neat thing to see. I mean, it's just, you know, which I'm into astronomy somewhat, not as much as I was when I was a kid. But, I mean, it's a neat thing to look at, but is it cause for all of this paranoia? No.
No. It's amazing that as human beings, we're actually pretty, flexible.
Yeah.
And we can actually make it through a lot of things that we never thought we could make it through. Like, I don't know, dark for 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was, I think Russellville was the longest period of totality, which was like 4 minutes and 15 seconds or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, this article, and I'll get the title of it here in a minute, but just one paragraph. Total solar eclipses happen about once every year to 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay. But most are visible only from the poles or the middle of the ocean. This is not an uncommon occurrence, people. From any specific location, they can be seen just about once every 4 centuries. Specific location. They are one thing about the foreseeable future that, despite the dramatic technology and planetary changes ahead, will remain constant. It's a constant thing. It will happen. Just because you don't see it every day doesn't mean it's not happening somewhere else. I think there's one in 2026 that we won't even see. It's just on it's the track that it's on. We won't see it. I mean, other countries will. We won't.
Well, this one made an X. An X marks the spot.
In America.
It was southeast Missouri,
mm-hmm.
I think is what the X was, or Illinois, in that area.
Yeah, in that area.
What's going to happen?
Nothing.
You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember Sister Mary Elephant, Cheech and Chong?
Oh, yeah.
When they had to write about their summer vacation,
mm-hmm.
and he says, on the first day of my summer vacation, I woke up. And I went to look for a job. I went home and I went to bed. On the second day of my summer vacation, I woke up.
Yeah, it's just... I mean, it's a great thing. Like, you know, it was cool if you were able to witness it. That's great. But again, it's yeah. nature.
Yeah.
It's like a thunderstorm or a...
So, yeah, the astrology means subreddit folks reported feeling groggy, on edge, tired, just plain off in light of this heavenly confluence. My cats are 100% feeling it already, as they usually feel all the eclipses really strongly, one user wrote, adding, I've not been myself since like the middle of last week.
Why? Because you're thinking about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Adding to the unease, a Friday before the eclipse saw a rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake shake parts of New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut. And some doomers, or just those prone to anxiety, it all felt a little too end timesy. If you need another symbol of impending apocalypse, consider the fact that up to a trillion cicadas.
Don't ask me.
I covered all the pronunciations. They're about to hit the East Coast for the first time in centuries.
Okay.
And then there's the conspiracy theorists who are sure that this eclipse heralds, at worst, the fall of civilization.
Civilization.
God. At best, some very sketchy behavior from the deep state. In videos posted to X TikTok, content creators, many of them falling under the far right or ultra conservative Christian categories, sound the alarm on certain facts they feel all add up to something. What was that guy's name?
Which was it, the one that was debunking all these?
No, the one that was, he was debunking
the prophecies.
Yeah.
I need to find that. And this, the guy that was doing it is a Christian.
His
so
name is Jason Peters. And he's got a lot of good points, but I have a little bit of an issue with him because, yeah. He kind of takes away from the word of God, and I think some of it's some bitterness about not being healed. But, no,
but Justin point, Peters.
Justin Peters, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, he had some good points. He's got some good points on the eclipse part of it, and I'm not going to mention names, but I don't want him coming after us. Okay, fine. Sid Roth. Troy Brewer and the solar eclipse. is what this particular video was titled. It's about 20 minutes. But a point that he brought out was, you know, one, this was predicted. I can't remember. He had said some other things about the X. One of them was the X. And, you know, everybody taking these prophecies based on what's going on in America.
Yeah.
There's other countries involved. And, well, we haven't seen persecution here. Well, tell that to Christians in China.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just the gospel according to the red, white, and blue.
Yeah. See, the thing is, the Bible's the Bible.
Right.
Don't add to, don't take away. This is what it says. This is what Jesus said. Luke 21. Just read Luke 21. Can even he said, well, these things are going to happen, but we're not there yet. And these things are going to happen, but we're still not there yet. So
when you say we're not there yet, is that the attitude of America? We're not there yet?
Well, I mean, that's what the scripture says.
Yeah.
You're going to see this. You're going to hear about wars and rumors of wars, but we're still not there.
Yeah.
Because if he said, okay, so you're going to hear about wars, rumors of wars, and all these things, and earthquakes, and blah, 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 blah. Then everybody go, oh, it's definitely the end time, because nations against nation, kingdoms against kingdom, there's earthquakes. There was one earthquake in New York, and they've never had one, or it's been a really, really long time. It's a very rare thing to happen. Yeah. So now they're having those. Y2K. Y2K. And then back in the 70s. And then whatever. I mean, how many times was the world supposed to end just since we've been alive?
Yeah.
And then they're all walking around with these just looking like fools. Because they're trying to figure out when God's going to show up. And I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I mean, he knows. I'm sure he knows.
Yeah, it's just not for us to know. I mean,
no.
It's like here we're wasting all this time trying to figure it out. And it's like, okay, are you forgetting the Great Commission?
Yeah, and he's not, he didn't say...
what about the song, "We'll Work Till Jesus Comes"? In other words, we'll continue. Yeah.
But he's not just, I mean, he's not saying just go out and do whatever the freak you want and forget about. I mean, it is what it is. But
what will be.
Yeah.
Que sera, sera.
But, I mean, we still need to be looking for him.
Right.
But there's a lot of warnings in the Bible about signs, looking for the signs and stuff like that. So that's not what we're here to do. We're here to live for Christ.
Yeah.
If we're living for Christ, then okay.
Then, yeah, you're fine.
You're going to know.
Mm-hmm.
But to sit here and get on TV and make a fool out of yourself telling everybody you're going to be here at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, it ain't happening.
No.
Stop it.
Yeah, and you mentioned something earlier. Isn't that the thing that everybody's supposed to see?
Everybody
in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because even during the tribulation, it said that all the witnesses, is it two witnesses?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be broadcast everywhere. So whether we see it all in the sky or broadcast everywhere, everybody going to see it. Everybody going to know. Real quick, like. It's not America's secret. I tell you what, the insanity that we got to deal with. How do we make it?
Well,
no wonder people are going crazy.
And also, I mean, I think people here get arrogant in the fact that, well, we haven't seen persecution here. We don't have earthquakes here in the Midwest. Everybody can still go to church here in the Midwest. You know,
honestly,
we see it on TV, but that doesn't mean it's happening here.
It's happening just like Terminator.
Like, come on, people.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, I don't even know if the persecution is going to be a gradual thing. I mean, we kind of are seeing it a little bit. But I believe we're in a time that it's being set up.
Yeah, definitely.
To where it's not going to be. Because, I mean, you're kind of seeing it just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not there yet.
Right.
Because in Luke 21, it's not talking about because your pants don't match or whatever. I'm talking about being thrown in prison and being, it's a real persecution. It's not somebody hurt your feelings yesterday. But I think the world is being set up to where it's going to be something that's not a big deal to those who are not Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, look at it now, right now, Israel.
Yeah.
And what's the other one that starts with a P?
Palestine.
The Palestinians. The Palestinians are being defended and the Israelites are being, or the Israel is being persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
And Palestine's being made out to be this poor little defenseless thing.
And that is totally not the case.
And they totally forgot that they're the ones who started this.
Yeah.
They came to a concert and attacked them.
Yeah.
On their own turf. But Israel is the bad guy for trying to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. Yeah. And you have people in America mm-hmm. on college campuses that are protesting for Israel to stop, Israel to cease fire. It's like, wait a minute. They didn't start this.
Yeah,
they're defending
start this.
Themselves.
Right.
So it's just now we're starting to see that flip-flop and the ridiculousness, and Israel's not being defended. And here's the dangerous part is Israel. America for a long time has understood
mm-hmm.
the importance of Israel.
And now you're seeing that being chipped away every day.
Yep. So our former leader understood that relationship with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
This one does not.
Right.
So I think it's being set up,
mm-hmm.
but we're not there yet.
Right. That it's fast approaching.
Yeah. And so we're back to Luke 21. Mm-hmm. You're going to see these things, but we're not there yet.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, to people who aren't Christians, don't have any belief in that kind of thing, it's going to be like any other day.
Yeah. Because you're conditioned. They're being conditioned for it to where, mm-hmm. well, this is normal.
Yeah.
And I think our society has been being conditioned for years. And now we're starting to see
mm-hmm.
where it's not a big deal that God's thrown out of churches and school. Or church. I said churches, but yeah, God's being thrown out of churches.
Yeah, that's true.
In schools and our government and society in general. So, and now it's not, why you got to have God in the middle of all this? So, yeah, it's something that our society has been conditioned over time. And now everybody's going, end times. Well, because I had somebody reach out and they were like, do you believe we're in the end times? I said, we've been in the end times for a long time.
Yeah. What was it since?
What did you say? Acts?
Acts chapter 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, end times started a long time ago and we've just been,
mm-hmm.
over time, just conditioned to where this is normal. And it's really not.
Right.
So, it's the danger. And only those that are really looking are going to see these things, because the Bible said this is the things that you're mm-hmm. going to see, but you may see these things, but no, it's not yet.
Right.
And that's what he's saying. Yeah, you're going to see this stuff. I'm telling you, this mm-hmm. stuff's going to happen, but we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And that's basically what he's saying is, yes, you're going to see this, but the end is not here yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see this, but we're not there yet. And
right.
you're going to see this, but we're not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of warning you about the step ups to mm-hmm. the point. So. But anyway, we have an announcement to make.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. We are going to continue on. However, we are making a name change. Because after much discussion,
mm-hmm.
we have felt that Gen X and Midwest is a little too pointed to an age group and a section.
Right.
A region. So, beginning, we may take next week off.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning in the next couple weeks, we are going to be changing to, I don't know how to do drum roll.
No, I'm not going to do a drum roll.
We'll leave the drum roll out. But it's going to be Midwest Mystery Quest.
Yep. Sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we've kind of come to a point where we come out of the politics more and we started going into more of the Hollywood mystery murders and kind of the...
True crime
stuff.
Hauntings, paranormal stuff.
Yeah. So with that, we thought we would change the name to something a little bit more generalized.
Right. Kind of describes what you're going to be hearing.
Yes.
I think.
So some people laugh. They think it sounds a little Scooby-Doo-ish.
I like Scooby-Doo.
I like Scooby-Doo.
The old Scooby-Doo.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not the Ken and Barbie Scooby-Doo.
No. Make me puke.
Yeah. But the majority of people like it.
Hmm.
So, I'm just going to throw this one out there. There was a murder that took place back in 1999 in around St. Louis. The body of 41-year-old Ricky McCormick was found in a field. And he wasn't a very intellectual, schooled man, I guess you can say.
Wasn't refined.
Yes. Right. So they found him, and they found these notes on his body, and they are coded. So if you go on to FBI.gov, news stories, and it's a cryptanalysis, they're not offering a monetary reward.
Mm-hmm.
But they are seeking the public's help in deciphering these coded notes that was found on him.
Oh.
To perhaps see if they can find out who his murderer was.
Because
they have some thought processes on who it might have been. But there you go.
Well, so we're going to be getting into a little bit of investigative... journalism too,
possibly. Yes.
Yeah, we have no loyalties,
yes,
to anybody but the truth.
So we just think that it's going to be a good move for us, kind of change some things up, so, and mm-hmm. hopefully get out there, because we really would like to make this something that we do for a living. So
yeah,
hopefully, if not, we still have fun,
right?
So,
but yeah, I would like to turn it into a lucrative business.
Yeah. But we also got the equipment to do video editing. We got the video equipment and we know how to use it.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, we do. That's great.
In 2 weeks. No.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
So we're hoping to kind of get it where it's not just a...
podcast,
but where we can actually get some video up and you guys watch some stuff, some of our adventures, some of our mystery quest throughout the Midwest and beyond.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
So.
Anyway.
We hope you enjoyed this week.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you saw it through the nonsense of the eclipse. It's just another day.
Right. And we got off on biblical stuff yet again, but we make no apologies.
No.
So.
We got to know. You got to know.
Yeah. You got
to
know.
Because the world's just going to fill you full of freaking fear.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to just kind of calm it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Get some common sense back up in this place.
Yeah. Something that is severely lacking.
So. Like I said, we'll probably be off next week. You will still have access. I hope that we can do this right where there'll still be access to the old Gen X Midwest episodes. But next time you hear from us, we will be...
new and improved.
Midwest Mystery Quest. Yes. So until next time.
Check you later. We'll be right back.
everybody going to see it. Everybody going to know. Real quick, like. It's not America's Secret. I tell you what, the insanity that we got to deal with. How do we make it?